This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things have gone to a whole new level on Capitol Hill.
This is the first in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House's impeachment inquiry.
That's California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel. As the hearing opened, the key question involving whether the president and his administration tried to push Ukraine's leaders to investigate Democrats in return for military aid. A federal investigation announced a short time ago into Google's so-called Project Nightingale program. It analyzes people's medical information so as to give healthcare providers more insight and suggestions for treating patients, but the Department of Health and Human Services is concerned that the project may violate medical privacy law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Over 200 million Americans are shivering because of an Arctic air mass. The freeze is starting to move east today, dropping temperatures from New England southward to Florida. Dean Foods, the nation's biggest milk producer, files for bankruptcy.
A significant drop-off in milk consumption in the U.S. is blamed on many different reasons. For one, Americans have much more to drink, choosing energy drinks, vitamin water, or even bottled teas. Also, protein and breakfast bars are taking over for cereals in the morning, and there's a variety of milk substitutes on the market now. Nielsen data shows that sales of cow milk have dropped an average of 6% per year over the last 4 years. Dean employs 16,000 people and operates 60 dairy processing facilities.
USA Radio's Wendy King. Singer-songwriter John Legend's been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Nearly half of all Americans in a new survey say the whistleblower behind the impeachment probe should come forward. The poll was released by CBS News. It found 47% of Americans think the whistleblower should be, in the words of the survey, forced to be made public. 53% say that person should remain anonymous. Democrats are urging the Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that protects dreamers. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempt to repeal that policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called dreamers some of the most courageous people he knows, blasting the president's tweet claiming that many of those in DACA are, quote, far from angels. California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra argued that Trump's attempts to overturn DACA are blatantly illegal. And former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick might be returning to the NFL. ESPN says a private workout's been scheduled for Kaepernick this Saturday in Atlanta, and all teams are invited to attend. The NFL arranging the workout, which will include on-field work and an interview. Kaepernick has not played in the NFL since 2016 when he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest, he said, racial injustice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest writes in his new book, "The Left Has Truly Lost Its Mind. The Party Out of Power Used to Be the Loyal Opposition." Remember that? Well, longer. Now it's the resistance. The left, abandoning any pretense of fairness and decency, has declared political war on President Trump, waged by a stunningly broad array of militants, the Democratic Party, countless left-wing interest groups, radical academics, the liberal mainstream media, Antifa shock troops, Hollywood, and the tech oligarchs. This political war is aimed not only at conservative ideas, but also at Trump supporters, even teenagers wearing MAGA hats. Joining us now, the number one national best-selling author, David Limbaugh, in his new book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, David, you really laid this out. I mean, we have been spending a lot of time on this show talking about the mass corruption eroding the whole concept of truth and foundational issues of our government and our Constitution. All that you point out here is the sum total and result. It is the fruit of that tree that has been so corrupted.
Well said. I mean, the Democratic Party is now a wholly owned subsidiary of the extreme left, and the extreme left is now advocating abortion on demand up to the point of birth and after, open borders, flooding our borders in derogation of our national sovereignty, embracing socialism and rejecting capitalism, Trump derangement syndrome, authoritarianism, anti-constitutionalism, and a host of other things, including identity politics, gender warfare, class warfare, race warfare. It's really an array of extreme positions that if America adopts, it will lose itself, and it's in grave danger of doing so.
I think so. I think very much so, David, that we're much further down the road than we realize. It's no longer an existential threat. I mean, the enemy is within us.
Oh, there's no question about it. And I think that is the biggest threat, and we have to fight back, and we are fighting back. And that's one of the gratifying things about Donald Trump's election and his perseverance in fighting these waves of leftism back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump gave a voice and gave presence to the forgotten man and woman. In 2016, they announced clearly to the Democratic Party, "Can you hear us now?" Of course, they chose not to, and it's been resistance and absolute insanity and chaos ever since.
And these people act like they are the ones that are aggrieved.
Yes.
I mean, that if we dare stand up to their autocracy, their totalitarianism, their Stalinism, their intolerance while claiming to be tolerant, their exclusiveness while claiming to be inclusive, then we must be shunned. And in fact, there must be a coup against our leader to oust him from power extra-constitutionally.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit if we can. By imagination, consider that the Democrats get their way. What does America look like in fast order, David Limbaugh?
Well, I shudder to think what America would look like, but the key word, the principal concept that will be forfeited is liberty. This country was founded on liberty, which is guaranteed by a constitution which structurally limited government and thereby preserved our God-given rights and liberty. Now, without constitutionalism, without our traditional values being upheld, with our religious liberties being suppressed and our right to speech and our right to bear arms, it will be a land that's barely recognizable. If we continue to go down the road of socialism, we'll end up like Venezuela writ large. And this is no exaggeration. We cannot sustain these outrageously ridiculous programs the Democrats have proposed, such as Medicare for All, which is maybe $50 trillion and no way to support it, not to mention what it would do to the quality of health care and choice of health care.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're revisiting this once again. We got a little bit of taste with Obamacare, and it didn't taste too good. And the very things that conservatives warned America at large what would happen, doctors heading to the exit doors, a reduction in research excellence, the ability to properly take care of people, that there would be longer lines. We started to see that with Obamacare. David, I can tell you, my own son, he was on Obamacare. He went in for treatment for pain. They said, we gave you all we can do for you, and they rolled him out on the sidewalk and left him there.
There you go. And now, like the liberals always do, like the progressives always do, they introduce socialism incrementally. Then when it fails, they demand more socialism. And then they have us totally under their control. There's no going back from abject socialism and government control over the major means of resources and industry. That's what's going to happen. We're in a deplorable state, and yet they're blaming capitalism and the free market for their failures in health care. And by the way, the things they were complaining about before that led to Obamacare were a result of their absurd entitlement and their absurd government intermeddling, with the health care system in the first place.
Well, David, there needs to be a clarion call for all of America to return to common sense and critical thinking, just as you spelled out right now. You just asked some basic questions about what Obamacare provided and how it failed us. I mean, forget about the biggest lie about that if we liked our doctor, we could keep our doctor. We know that there were so many lies after that, which is what Adolf Hitler relied on. He said, people will buy into the big lie, but the big lie is also, it's false. Followed by little lies. Once you start chomping on lies and you abandon the truth, it's a little bit easier to buy into the bigger lie. And I'm afraid that America is almost setting itself up for a return of what Adolf Hitler brought to Germany.
Well, there's no question that if this keeps going, America's done. And that's no exaggeration. These leftists think exactly like the Stalinists, the Soviet Union. They want to control people's economic decisions, having no concept of the invisible hand of the market, where a buyer and seller are free to interact and exchange, where both parties benefit because no one knows better than those parties to a transaction what they want economically, and they both benefit. These government planners, these central planners, think that they can equal that kind of omniscience across millions of people. There is no way they can. It has never worked in the past. Socialism has impoverished and enslaved hundreds of millions of people. It has killed 100 million people. in the 20th century alone.
Exactly.
And they're still not learning from their failures, and they insist that it just hasn't been implemented right. That's what they said about Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
He was deviating from Marxism and Leninism. No, it's an inherently corrupt.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from David Limbaugh after this. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our engaging conversation with David Limbaugh, number one national best-selling author, continues. We're discussing his book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David, we also experienced during the Obama administration mediocrity, and we seem to be introduced in mass to what I call kind of lunchroom academia theory. There was is no practical evidence and support of the policies that former president instilled upon we the people. And he really robbed us of dignity, a sense of purpose, and a passion for life. And as soon as Donald Trump came into office, he lifted the heavy boot of regulation off the throats of Americans. And what did they do? They gravitated to what they naturally do, and that is they went to work and started being productive again. And with that, look at how much happier overall the country is as a result of the policies of the Trump administration.
Even racism has gone down since Obama was in and under Trump. And you're right. During Jimmy Carter, during the 70s, when I was going to college, Carter had malaise. He preached that we couldn't be better off, that our resources were scarce, that we were running out of our natural resources. Then Ronald Reagan came in and had his boom with his tax cuts, and we had an unprecedented boom and employment growth. And then you have Obama and his Treasury Secretary or whatever he was, Lawrence Summers, who said that we're never going to get above 1.5 to 2% growth anymore. It's over. These days are over. More malaise. Trump comes in and exceeds 3%. Here we go again. We never learn history, even from our immediately past history, because it's all ideological and political with the left. It's all about power for them. And socialism leads to their power. They can't stand free enterprise because people get to make their own decisions in a free market. The left wants to control what we do and what we think.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan Gruber summed it up, if you remember, during Obamacare and the argument of it. He was caught on tape saying that America was too stupid, and this is why Obamacare had to come into being.
Not only that, he bragged about lying and deceiving the American people, lying to and deceiving the American people. And never are they held to account. They're running this coup now against President Trump, and we have the lawyers, the whistleblower's lawyer, admitting the design, the orchestration of a coup, and the media just shuts up and says nothing. I am so tired of what's going on in Washington and the things we have to swallow because of the monolithic leftism of the mainstream media and the political left.
Well, David, as a professor and as an attorney, I mean, you see the way the law has been abused, the way the left is doing this. I mean, we went through it. They talk about fact pattern, and what seems to be a pattern of fact is the way the left, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, the way they operate, the same way that they did with the Mueller investigation, hiding information, spending $70 million plus of the people's money, you know, recklessly for what kind of results. And then, you know, we went through it with Kavanaugh, and here we are. We're going through it once again with this so-called whistleblower, which, you know, I found was quite interesting that a month before the whistleblower, you know, came out, or at least his declaration was put before us, conveniently they alter the rules of play. I mean, how do they do that?
Because they make up the rules as they go along. As I said, they're authoritarian. They thwart the executive and legislative through their administrative state, through judicial activism, and the executive under their power engages in lawless orders that are extra constitutional. They don't have respect for the Constitution. They rewrite the Constitution. They have the court rewrite it. Whatever serves their political ends is their God, not the Constitution. The Constitution is not to be respected. It is to be exploited. It is to be upheld when it serves their purposes. It is to be thwarted when it doesn't. And so that's their theme throughout. And they don't have any qualms about it because they believe their ends are holy. They honestly do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, Peterson in his book, you know, spelled it out pretty clearly, is that you can be so ideologically fixed that you rewrite and rewire your brain into thinking that you're right when you are abjectly incorrect.
I'm not sure that which book is that, but that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. They absolutely, this is the thing, that's why people, I think some of our conservatives naively believe that if you just present liberals with the facts, they'll come around. It's not about the facts. It's
right.
A worldview schism. It is a worldview conflict. And you try to engage a liberal in a debate and see if by presenting the empirical evidence of the failures of socialism, for example, challenge them on the babies in the womb up to the point of birth and gone. And not only do they not apologize, they celebrate their abortion. Lighting up New York towers in pink. How do you defend such a demonic position? How do you argue someone else out of such a demonic position if they're parading it and championing it? I don't understand how anybody can take these positions with a state bed and a clean conscience, clear conscience.
Well, they don't have a clear conscience. That's the point. That's the point of Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life. The Bible. Yes.
Quote him a lot. I'm sorry.
Right. No. I knew you were aware. I just didn't give you the full name there to bring it back. But but also, I mean, really, and he derives it from the Bible. The Bible talks about renewing your mind. Why do you need to renew your mind? Well, if you're not centering your mind on truth and the source of truth, you're going to miss the point. And in missing the point, you thus create chaos. You make room for chaos. And look at what's going on. Suicide rate amongst our teens. You've got illegal immigrants. Now, Elizabeth Warren wants to make illegals legal. I mean, it's just like this is obscene and obtuse what's going on.
And abolishing ICE and giving sanctuary to illegals and demonizing those who want to preserve the borders, who want to protect the borders and protect American sovereignty. This is unheard of. No nation can long endure if it doesn't respect its own borders, if it doesn't respect its own ideas, if it doesn't respect its own constitution, and if it ignores and violates routinely its rule of law and its system of laws.
Exactly.
And that's what these people are doing. They're advocating breaking the law. And these are politicians who are supposed to uphold the law. It is upside down. It is no less than insanity, as I describe it in my book.
Exactly. Well, David Limbaugh, President Trump, in his inauguration speech, said today the country was going to go back into its rightful hands of we the people. Well, we the people have to pick it up. I mean, you just cannot sit back, you know, playing video games and watching TV. You have got to engage. I mean, if we are the boss, and that's our responsibility, because our founding fathers, as you know, turned the org chart on its head. Instead of looking at the traditional pyramid org chart, they turned it upside down to where the president would be at the bottom, at the very top, should be the ruling class, which is we the people. But we have to assume our position of authority. If we do not, then the elites and what we've got going on in the country right now will persist.
And that is exactly right. And we have abdicated our responsibility and our duty to our fellow citizens and to the country and the Constitution. And the left never takes a day of rest. We have to get in this game and realize the urgency and have to quit acting like these outrageous extreme things the left are doing are an outlier, an exceptional. This is their MO.
Well, David Limbaugh, this is a clarion call for patriots, for Americans, for U.S. Constitution, you know, God-fearing Americans to rally up together. And again, thank you for this book, for your research and all that you put into it. This is a true blessing for America. He is the number one national best-selling author, David Limbaugh. His book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, so much. Take care.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things have gone to a whole new level on Capitol Hill.
This is the first in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House's impeachment inquiry.
That's California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel. As the hearing opened, the key question involving whether the president and his administration tried to push Ukraine's leaders to investigate Democrats in return for military aid. A federal investigation announced a short time ago into Google's so-called Project Nightingale program. It analyzes people's medical information so as to give health care providers more insight and suggestions for treating patients, but the Department of Health and Human Services is concerned that the project may violate medical privacy law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high
just wait, like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez coming at you live. And we have Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, with us. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're just doing great. And I wish our nation were doing as well as I feel.
Well, I'm with you in that one. I'm unified with you, Lou. But this is why it's so important, as you have been known to say, that we all have to man our oars. I mean, if this is a government of, for, by, we the people, by definition, it demands the activation of the everyday man and woman. The reason that they've been ignored and set aside is because the ruling elites have taken over, and we've got to let them know that the party's over. You've had your way with our government. You've corrupted it to no end. I mean, this is the thing that we're realizing, Lou, is the level of corruption throughout our government. It has metastasized in just about every one of the three-letter agencies. What we're finding out time and time again is that there's corruption, and it is terrible. It's costing us an enormous amount of money, and it could very even well cost us this this government, this republic that Benjamin Franklin said was tentative. It was going to be dependent upon, you know, the people really fighting for it. And you know, maybe this is the wake up call for Main Street America to realize that, look at it, you don't come out swinging and realize that we are in a war over the basic foundational principles of this great American experiment. We are being overrun. We're surrounded. I mean, this is no longer an existential threat. The threat is here living amongst us, Lou Euler.
You bet. Well, when you look at the candidates presenting themselves from the left, they're all of the same ilk, and they run, as you have suggested, totally counter to the historic and traditional mold of America, independent individuals, non-governmental focus, etc. This crowd wants the wealth tax. We look around Europe, and Sweden, Germany, France, and Austria tried a wealth tax. It all failed. There are three nations still doing that, but they're extricating themselves. Mm-hmm. The very policies of the major candidates among the progressives are just bankrupt to begin with because they are so alien to independent Americans and independent and non-socialized USA.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, millennials have been indoctrinated, sadly, by the academic elite, and we're going to pay a big price for this. And, you know, sadly, if the kids have to experience socialism in America, this is going to be a sad day, and there's going to be a lot of pain ahead for everyone, because with everything that comes from the Democratic Party and these big-minded policies, you get this enormous amount of unintended consequences. Even though history has proven empirically, without a doubt, Lou, the dangers of socialism and the fact that we're even, you know, playing with the possibility of it, I don't think, especially the young people, because they've been so indoctrinated, they haven't asked the critical follow-up questions to, you know, to these this theory and this activation of socialism in America. What does it actually look like? Even, you know, with Medicare and Medicare for All and what, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are proposing, you know, the impact that it would have on a sixth of our economy. We just went through that with Obamacare. We're still trying to extricate ourselves from some of the mess that he left behind. And now it's like, okay, let's just go full bore. You know, it would have proven itself if we'd have just been committed all the way. I mean, we can't take enough evidence of what it already taught us in terms of the impact it had on doctors, that doctors left their profession. You know, it started to have an impact on research and these other issues, nursing, all the impact that it had, not to mention people waiting in line, endless line to be served. Come on. I mean, if we go full bore socialism, we already got a little bit of taste of it, but you're talking something to a whole nother level that is going to be extremely painful if we were to make that move.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the evidence is absolutely clear worldwide that government-run medicine does not work, and to subject our doctors and nurses to becoming government employees under a government-run healthcare plan will put us behind even the worst nations across the world. But the flip side is that we're doing some very good and important things, the Trump administration and the conservatives in Congress, with our tax reform, and everywhere week we get more evidence that it is working for us. Probably the most interesting dimension of the latest data is the number of people who have voluntarily quit jobs to get other jobs. Mm-hmm. They don't feel they have to hold on to the job that they have, because there are so many more jobs available than there are workers. And as you and I have talked, manning the oars has become the standard policy, and now people are willing to quit a job, find a new job, a better job that fits them, that pays more, et cetera. And that's what's happening across the nation, the best in some 20 to 25 years.
All the result of proven policies that Donald Trump has embraced and enacted, this current administration that is serving we the people. I mean, look at Barack Obama thought that we were going to be languishing at in the malaise that was, you know, a remembrance of what we went through with under Jimmy Carter. That there was just, it wasn't going to get much better than that. That you know, Barack Obama had brought America to the promised land, and that was it. It's like, oh no. you know, wait a minute. You know, Donald Trump says, don't sell yourself short. And, you know, trust me, what have you got to lose? And look what's happening in every sector, in every race, color, and creed, because this is America. It isn't just for a few elites, which is the way the Beltway works. It's all about them. It's not about we the people. They choke on this concept of we the people. They think it's a sweet term, and it's nice, and it's all pleasant and everything like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, get out of the way. If you didn't have us, you wouldn't have $23 trillion in debt. And, you know, you need us for the $23 trillion in debt and counting, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, the bottom line here is really what is it that drives the growth of a nation and its economy? It is, in fact, the private sector. As we were under Barack Obama, we were gaining at about 1.2% per year, which would take 60 years to double the size of our economy at 4%, which I believe we will reach once again shortly under Trump. We'll double the economy every 17 or 18 years. That means that the wealth factor available to every individual and family in America is rapidly expanded, and that's what we need, right-sizing government going forward to make everyone wealthy according to their own effort and outreach. You bet.
Well, and to your point, in right-sizing government, Lou, it goes back to the basics. You and I learned as we were kids growing up. My dad used to always tell me, you got to use the right tool for the right job. And the problem that we're running into government, why it keeps getting bigger and bigger, is because it thinks it's the be-all and end-all. And it's out of order. It's out of its lane. When it operates in its lane, it can be very effective. And it can serve the people very, very well. But when it thinks that it can run health care and everything else, and start up welfare programs and all this other stuff, it's out of its lane, and it does a disservice to its constituents.
Absolutely, and the right size of government, most of the people who've studied it worldwide for the last quarter century say about 20% of GDP is the right size of government in most countries. We are double that. We're at 40% of GDP. We have to put a freeze on spending, and we have to get back and clear the swamp and get rid of the excess people in Washington and move forward aggressively for the benefit of all Americans.
Where can they go for more information?
To limittaxes.org. It's great to be with you as usual.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Ah! Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, just the way you'd like to hear from us, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery every once in a while, but that's only because David Benham, whenever he comes around, he has that effect on his brother Jason, on me. It's just a special anointing, isn't it, David?
That's right. It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's it. Well, it's interesting because I got this readout, from the movie Reliant, for you and your brother, and this booking confirmation. This is David and Jason Benham, small characters in the film. How dare they? There's never small characters or small parts, right? I mean, they're. It's just because it's. It's the big character that you play. I mean, you and your brother, I mean, you're like redeeming angels in this movie.
Yeah, we really enjoyed the part. And Kevin Sorbo and Brian Bosworth got these really big parts. And I remember when Patrick Johnson, who was the writer and the director of the movie, reached out to us. He goes, guys, I really want to put you guys in this movie, and you've got a big part in a very small way. It was fun. I'll tell you this, Bill, the message of the movie and just the theme, we thought was appropriate. Right. It kind of shows like what could potentially happen if chaos ensues. You know, we actually lose our government, or there's maybe even anarchy. What
exactly
would happen? Martial law takes over. That's where Jason and I we come in as deputies, where we kind of deputized ourselves and said, okay, we're going to bring law and order, which is really, when we look at it, like, what would we do as a nation if truly our economic system collapsed or something like this? And so when we read the script, we were like, yeah, this actually makes sense. I think this will be a good movie.
Well, you know, the storyline, and you've touched on the message of Reliant, some would say, boy, it's not that far-fetched, considering where we are right now. The country is unhinged. We are in some, some aspect of chaos, which we know occurs when there is a clear rejection of truth, and this is what's happening. It's being manifest right before our eyes, and I don't blame people for freaking out and beginning to think, okay, what's going to happen? But this is why we need to be on God's side, just like you and your brother were in the movie, and those self-deputized, you had the power of the Holy Spirit with you to play the role and to be that, and they're in these times, if they are to come, that's what's going to be required, right?
You know, think about it this way, Bill. If we reject truth, if we really reject God, some people say, well, your truth can be your truth and my truth is my truth and we'll all just get along just fine. Well, now let's just pause for a second and think about, let's draw a comparison to traffic on any given day in America. It flows smoothly and everybody goes together and you can drive what you want and believe what you want, but everybody agrees that red means stop and green means go.
Exactly.
Now, what would happen if someone said, well, I don't believe that, and I don't believe that you should believe that. You could be green, could be stop for you, and red could be go for me. Now, what would happen ultimately if that type of thinking took root in the entire traffic system? What would eventually ensue?
Yes. Now you would have, you'd be introduced with 63 versions of red and green.
Which is exactly where I'm going, Bill. You nailed it right on the head. When we take the foundational principles of humanity, the truths of humanity that have kept human flourishing in existence since the beginning of time, when you begin to redefine that, chaos is the natural byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
And confusion and corruption. And this is what we are watching. So to actually be in a movie that shows the collapse of our economic system is not that far-fetched, because the economic system is supported and undergirded and built upon the foundation of truth, mm-hmm. what is and what is not.
Exactly.
You know, Lady Justice has scales, or she's got scales, and she's got a blindfold, but it's the statue she's actually scaled in a proper measure in order for the economic system to function properly. Well, when you begin to say, well, I don't believe that 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that 12 inches are in a foot. Well, I mean, this kind of nonsense thinking is actually taking root in the universities and in the Hollywood elite.
Right.
And it's filtering out into our culture.
Well, and in much more depths than people realize. I mean, to the point, you mentioned corruption. I mean, what's on full display right now is a political system that is absolutely corrupt. And this is why critical thinking, this is why people of faith need to wise up and realize the battle that we are in. Because what we are battling against is, it really is good and evil. And that's what it's come down to. Because it's not like we weren't forewarned. We were told that there would be a time coming when good would be evil, evil would be called good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. David, I mean, here we are.
Jesus said in his own words, he said, because of lawlessness, most people's love will grow cold.
Yes.
We keep hearing the word love wins, love wins. Well, love cannot be had apart from law and a transcendent truth. And a return to our decency, a return to our morality, a return to the principles that built and made this nation great. And that's where Alexis de Tocqueville, who, it's not President Trump that actually coined the phrase, make America great again. It's Alexis de Tocqueville said, the key to America's greatness, and he found it, mm-hmm. not in her matchless harbor, matchless constitution, or her ample harbor, or her fertile fields, but he found it when he walked into the churches in America, and it says, I heard their pulpits ablaze with righteousness. Mm-hmm. It was then that I discovered the key to America's greatness and power. America is great because America is good. And right. When America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
And look what's happening. The condition of our churches today, we've abandoned truth. And in fact, I was just having this discussion moments ago here, David, that the research showing that, you know, the church in America is dying. But that's not necessarily a totally correct observation. Yes, there are churches who have abandoned doctrine, who have compromised the gospel. They are dying. They rightfully
that's
should
right.
die. The ones that are growing are the ones that have held to orthodoxy.
That's on top of my mind. The Franken church model of institutional Christianity is dying.
Mm-hmm.
This monster
yes.
we've built that we have to prop up and keep afloat. But the pillar and the foundation of truth, which is the true church of Jesus Christ outlined in 1 Timothy chapter 3, that is thriving. We're not just surviving. We are thriving. And when all of the other buildings collapse, the foundation, Christ the cornerstone, will still be in place. And those of us who decide that we will surrender our lives to Christ and we will pick up our cross, we will stand on his truth, we will not bend away from it, and we will lovingly tell the truth, we will speak it in love, I'm telling you, that is what people will be able to stand on for the test of time. That
Amen.
Church is
right.
not dying at all.
Exactly. And that is the church that's needed right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to, and I know David joins me in doing this as we pray, that that you will have the courage, because like our early founding, I mean, it didn't happen because people, were so fearful and passive that they didn't act. If we're going to, if we're going to revive this country and get it back on track, it requires courage, and it requires people who are willing to, no longer be passive, but to fight for that which is righteous and good. David, let's talk about Reliant, the DVD coming out just in time for the holidays. So it's going to be a great stocking stuffer, a great movie for people to, if you missed it on the big screen, it's first time around. Well, you can see it in the convenience of your home, bring your neighbors over, and it will bring a lot of conversation. So get ready.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. And I'll tell you this, and I want to give a little hook, that there's a scene, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what scene it is, but I was involved in the scene, and I was involved in a spiritual moment with Brian Bosworth's mm-hmm. character,
right.
who had really lost faith. And before the scene, before we actually shot it, Bos walks over to me, and he says, hey, listen, man, in his big voice, he said, I want you to know that when we deliver our lines, this is real for me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, Bill, when I was delivering my lines and he looked back at me and delivered his lines and started to weep, it was such a moving moment for me. Like, wow, this was not an act, folks.
Right.
So good.
Wow.
So I want to encourage you, please get the movie and go and watch that scene. It's very, very moving.
Okay. So what's next for you and Jason?
Well, we've launched a coaching company specifically for developing entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
and really helping people transition their values into the marketplace. And unfortunately, those values can be demonized, but it's these very values that create, build, and grow strong businesses. So we've got a 12-part course coming out next year that we will be releasing, and it's all values-based, holistic entrepreneurship.
Well, and this is what, is needed for a time such as this, because we've got businesses that are, developing. People are excited to get back on the playing field again, David, as you know. And, you and your brother have been clear examples of what faithfulness to the gospel represents. That, it's not necessarily an easy ride. We're going to be persecuted. We need to sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed. He showed us the way, the truth, and the life. And we're to follow his lead. And
that's right.
You and your brother paid a price. And in only the way that God can redeem it, did he redeem it for you and your family.
That's exactly right. And we know that, we love it when God uses people's strengths to get us where he wants us to go. Mm-hmm. But we don't really like it as much when he uses someone's weakness and oftentimes someone's ill intent to get us where he wants us to go. And there was definitely ill intent against my brother and I, but not really against us. It was against the Lord that we represent, Christ.
David Benham, stars. I'm a small character. No, big character. Big. You'd be surprised. And you can look for that part that he's talking about in that moment in the movie, Reliant, the DVD released December the 3rd of this year, just in time for the holidays. Enjoy. David, all the best to you and Jason and the family. Take care.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not.